Good morning, Anchor. This is Kaylee Shella checking in with today's top stories. A former Trump campaign aide promised to defy a subpoena from Special Counsel Robert Mueller and unloaded on President Trump and his campaign, throwing down the challenge, arrest me. Sam Nunberg told CNN of Mueller's request to have him appear in front of a grand jury and turn over thousands of emails and other communications with other ex-officials, among them his mentor Roger Stone, quote, "Why do I have to do it?" Nunberg later said as he challenged officials to charge him, quote-unquote, "I'm not cooperating." Speaking about President Trump, Nunberg told MSNBC, quote, "I think he may have done something during the election, but I don't know that for sure." He later told CNN that Mueller thinks Trump is the quote-unquote Manchurian candidate. Manchurian candidate is a reference drawn from a Cold War novel film, which means an American that's brainwashed or otherwise compromised who works on behalf of an adversarial government. Shortly after Nunberg lobbed the first allegation, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders rebuffed him during the White House press briefing, saying, quote, "I definitely think he doesn't know that for sure because he's incorrect. As we've said many times before, there was no collusion with the Trump campaign. He hasn't worked at the White House, so I certainly can't speak to him or the lack of knowledge that he clearly has." West Virginia legislators plan to meet Tuesday to weigh some possible compromise aimed at ending the strike by West Virginia teachers now entering its ninth day. A show of support by thousands of teachers and supporters on Monday didn't immediately sway the lawmakers, who failed to agree on a 5% pay raise that would have ended the strike, forcing districts to continue to cancel Tuesday's classes. The governor, union leaders, and the House of Delegates agreed to the pay raise for teachers, among the lowest paid in the nation, but the Senate offered only a 4% increase. However, a conference committee of six House and Senate members met for the second time Monday evening, where Senate Majority Leader Ryan Fern said his chamber leadership was offering a, quote, compromise position. He noted it was only preliminary. Details were not disclosed publicly. The committee planned to meet again on Tuesday morning. Senate Finance Chairman Craig Blair and Ferns said earlier that they remained skeptical that revised higher revenue figures from Governor Jim Justice to support the higher pay raises were legitimate. Blair suggested that schools reopen while the legislature tries to work on the bills, prompting groans from the audience. The inaction prompted schools statewide to close again Tuesday, the ninth day of canceled classes. A University of Michigan freshman gymnast is believed to be the first man to file a lawsuit alleging he was sexually abused by disgraced former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Jacob Moore was named as a plaintiff Wednesday in a federal suit filed by hundreds of women and girls against Michigan State University, USA Gymnastics, and others. Nassar is currently in prison for molesting gymnasts and others under the guise of treatment and for possessing child pornography. Moore says that he trained at Twisters, an elite Lansing area gymnastics gym from 2001 through 2015. He says Nassar treated him multiple times. Moore says Nassar treated him in April of 2016 for shoulder pain by administering acupuncture in and around his genitalia after pulling down Moore's pants in front of a female gymnast who was a minor. Moore described Nassar's conduct as an assault performed for Nassar's sexual pleasure. Moore's lawyer, Tom Wan, says he believes Moore is the first boy or man to sue Nassar. Kyle Moore's sister Cameron, a former U.S. national team member who also is suing, talked about Nassar's treatment of her brother at a sentencing hearing back in January. North Korea said Tuesday that their leader Kim Jong-un has held a quote-unquote open-hearted talk in Pyongyang with envoys for South Korean President Moon Jae-in. It's the first time South Korean officials have met with the young North Korean leader in person since he took power after his dictator father's death in late 2011, and the latest sign that the Koreas are trying to mend ties after a year of repeated North Korean weapons tests and threats of nuclear war. North Korea's state media said Kim expressed his desire to, quote, write a new history of national reunification during a dinner Monday night that Seoul said lasted about 4 hours. Given the robust history of bloodshed, threats, and animosity on the Korean Peninsula, there is considerable skepticism over whether the Korea's apparent warming relations will lead to lasting peace. Television viewers could barely stifle a yawn for Hollywood's biggest night, with the Academy Awards plunging to a record low viewership of 26.5 million people. The Nielsen Company said that's a 20% drop from the 33 million who watched the 2017 show, which was also hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Oscar viewership is often tied to the box office muscle of the big nominees, and the Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water, only grossed about $57.4 million in the U.S. It's the first time the Oscars have drawn fewer than 30 million people in Nielsen records that go back to 1974. The Academy Awards are often the most watched television program of the year, right after the Super Bowl, but this year's Winter Olympics opening ceremony from Pyeongchang reached 27.8 million. If you ask me, it's all the millennials' fault. Yes, I am one of them. No, I do not have cable. That's all I've got for you for now. To stay up to date on all things news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Anchor and at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Kaylee Chella, checking out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.